you'll turn to hymn number 31. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me. The quiet waters by, the soul he doth restore again, and makes me walk that may within the paths of righteousness. In for his own name's sake, yea, though I walk in death's dark veil, yet will I fear no ill, for thou art with me and thy rod and staff me comfort still. My table thou hast furnished in presence of my foes. My head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be. Our service begins on page 7. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgavest the iniquity of thy sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and truly repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you, who heartily repent of your sins, believe on Jesus Christ, and sincerely and earnestly purpose, by the assistance of God the Holy Ghost, henceforth to amend your sinful lives. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The introit in your bulletin. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Their sound went forth through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Their sound went forth through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, good will toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Almighty God, who hast instructed thy holy church with the heavenly doctrine of thy evangelists, give us grace that, being not like children carried away with every blast of vain doctrine, we may be established in the truth of thy holy gospel. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for St. Mark the Evangelist is from the first chapter of Ezekiel. As for the likeness of their faces, each had the face of a man. Each of the four had the face of a lion on the right side. Each of the four had the face of an ox on the left side. And each of the four had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces. Their wings stretched upward. Two wings of each one touched one another, and two covered their bodies. And each one went straight forward. They went wherever the Spirit wanted to go, and they did not turn when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches going back and forth among the living creatures. The fire was bright, and out of the fire went lightning, and the living creatures ran back and forth in appearance like a flash of lightning. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from the fourth chapter of Ephesians. But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended, what does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This is the word of the Lord. The gradual. Their sound went forth through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Alleluia, alleluia, I have chosen you out of the world, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and your fruit should remain. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. The hymn is inside your white bulletin. From all thy saints in warfare, for all thy saints at rest, to thee, O blessed Jesus, all praises be addressed. Thou, Lord, didst win the battle, that they might conquerors be. Their crown of living glory are lit with praise from thee. For him, O Lord, we praise thee, the weak thy grace made strong, whose labors and whose gospel enrich our triumph song. May we in all our weakness find strength from thee supplied, and all as fruitful branches in thee the vine abide. Apostles, prophets, martyrs, and all the sacred throng, who wear the spotless raiment, who raise the ceaseless song, for these passed on before us, Savior, we thee adore, and walking in their footsteps would serve thee more and more. Then praise we God the Father, and praise we God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, eternal three in one, till all
honor, power, and glory. Ascribe to God alone. Amen.
You may be seated. Our sermon text is from Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10. As for the likeness of their faces, each had the face of a man. Each of the four had the face of a lion on the right side. Each of the four had the face of an ox on the left side. And each of the four had the face of an eagle. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. In chapter 1, Ezekiel is allowed to have this heavenly vision, and we get to look in as there he is beside the river Chebar. The description of this vision is a theophany, that would be an appearance of God seated on a throne above the firmament. However, it's not until about 22 verses later that we first see God. Much of the vision is about this four-faced cherubim who is around the throne of God. Today's Old Testament reading stops far short of the appearance of God, and it seems to be devoted entirely to this cherubim or the four living creatures. Now, the vision is real. It's a true description of things in heaven. But it teaches us about the kingdom of Christ, which is an association of faith upon the earth. This vision teaches us about the church. So it, shouldn't surprise us that the heavenly things are simply a pattern of God's church. Hebrews 8 verse 5 says that these things serve as the copy and shadow of heavenly things. As Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle, for he said, "See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." Jesus rides upon the cherubim because he is the director of his church. The repetition of the four tells us that how this kingdom of God, the church, is to go out. It is to go out to the four corners of the world. This church is not an earthly kingdom made up of inanimate objects, but no, it is, the church is a living kingdom of believers. The cherubim is made up of four wheels within four wheels, and in order to go forth to every nation, tribe, and language, it does not need to turn, or we might say, it doesn't need to change its message. It simply goes forth with the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing out that same eternal message. The one true faith is that harmonious message of repentance and faith. And so as it goes out, it doesn't turn. It goes. You see, sin and sinfulness are always the problem for each and every person throughout the world. And every one of us is in need of that same message of forgiveness purchased by Christ. There are eyes on the wheels and covering the wheels. And the eyes are the purpose and direction of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit sees and knows and directs the preaching about Jesus Christ according to the Father's purpose. It goes exactly where he wants and exactly as he wills in order that it might create faith and save as many as possible. Now, preceding Ezekiel's call to be a prophet in chapter 2 is this theophany. In chapter 1, the theophany not only teaches us how Ezekiel is called to preach the word, that would be according to the chariot of cherubim, but it also explains to us that it is the otherworldly God who is directing and calling him and sending him out. The kingdom coming down from above, and it is God who is over the firmament and over the cherubim. So we see that the triune God is directing all things and the spreading out of his kingdom. God is with his creatures, but he is not of this creation. He calls men like Ezekiel to go out and to take that same unified message, gospel message, to convert men throughout the world. The temple, too, had cherubim. You might remember they had outstretched wings and they were out over the mercy seat. And God was said to reside in the midst of the cherubim. Well, Ezekiel's God is also present with the word and sacrament ministry of his chariot. Wherever the kingdom goes, God is working to create faith. God is there. As the chariot goes out, so God goes out as well and is present with it. I will be with you always. In chapter 10, when the people had rejected Jesus and turned to other God, the chariot of salvation left the temple. Ezekiel 10. Then the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubim. The cherubim lifted their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels were beside them, and they stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house. And the glory of the God of Israel was above them. This is the living creature I saw under the God of Israel by the river Chebar, and I knew they were cherubim. Each one had four faces, and each one had four wings, and the likeness of the hands of a man was under their wings, and the likeness of their faces was the same as the faces I had seen by the river Chebar, their appearance and their persons, and they went straight forward. So in chapter 10, with the withdrawal of this living creature from the temple, it teaches us that the Israelites had forsaken the true church where God was present, and through their rejection of the Savior, God was to set up a New Testament church. It would not be restricted to the Jews or to simply a temple mount or something like that. It was to go forth to the four corners of the world. In Ezekiel's vision of chapter 10, the cherubim stopped at the east gate of the entrance of the temple. You see, salvation is from the Jews, but it's not limited to them alone. So also we hear in Genesis 3:24, it says, "So he drove out the man and placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life." These cherubim are the entrance to the true church. These living creatures guard the way to the heavenly paradise. And it is through faith in Christ that we enter in and are saved. So this day we gather. We gather to speak about the apostolic ministry of one of the evangelists, St. Mark. He was an apostle who went forth in that living church. And just as the wings teach us that the message is not bound to this earthly kingdom, so St. Mark's message is heaven-sent. Like Ezekiel, it comes down to him and he receives it that it might go out. And he bears it up on wings. And he brings the gospel of Jesus Christ to us. God is present in that ministry through that chariot of Mark, if you will, that we might hear that message and through it he might create and strengthen faith in our hearts. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Create in Me, or the offertory, is on page 18.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and
thy Spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free Spirit. Let us pray. We thank Thee, O Lord Almighty, that Thou didst raise up from the dead our Redeemer Jesus Christ, and show Him openly unto witnesses chosen before You, who by Him received grace and apostleship and the ministry to testify of the gospel of Thy grace unto the obedience of faith among all nations for His name's sake. We beseech Thee of Thy great mercy, keep us in the pure apostolic doctrine of the Holy Gospel. Accompany the preaching of the Word with the effectual working of Thy Spirit, that we may be built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. Help us to remember those who have spoken unto us the Word of God and to follow their faith. Raise up at all times faithful witnesses of the truth, and endue them with power from on high, that they may fearlessly confess Thee before men and turn many hearts to Thee. Rule Thy people with Thy rod, the flock of Thy heritage with the staff of the Good Shepherd, that being kept by Thy grace and power, we may at last obtain the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls, and with all the saints praise and glorify Thee, world without end. Amen. I will wash my hands in innocency and go about thy altar, O Lord. Dearly beloved, for as much as we purpose to come to the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, it becometh us diligently to examine ourselves as St. Paul exhorteth us. For this holy sacrament hath been instituted for the special comfort and strengthening of those who humbly confess their sins and who hunger and thirst after righteousness. But if we thus examine ourselves, we shall find nothing in us but only sin and death, from which we can in no wise set ourselves free. Therefore our Lord Jesus Christ hath had mercy upon us, and hath taken upon himself our nature, that so he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and for us and for our deliverance suffer death and all that we by our sins have deserved. And to the end, that we should the more confidently believe this, and be strengthened by our faith, in a cheerful obedience to his holy will, he hath instituted the holy sacrament of his supper, in which he feedeth us with his body and giveth us to drink of his blood. Therefore, whoso eateth of this bread and drinketh of this cup, firmly believing the words of Christ, dwelleth in Christ and Christ in him, and hath eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification, and rendering unto him most hearty thanks for the same, take up our cross and follow him, and according to his commandment, love one another, even as he hath loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink of this one cup. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them
up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is meet and right so to do. It is truly meet, right, and salutary. That we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto Thee. O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Everlasting God, but chiefly are we bound to praise Thee for the glorious resurrection of Thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb which was offered for us and hath taken away the sin of the world, who by his death has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take heed, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace. Amen. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. We give thanks unto thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee of thy mercy, that thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee, and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, thy dear Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy
with the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen.
Amen.